This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are the Rally in Royersford at McGurk's, presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Terrell Owens will be with us at 5 o'clock, along with Hugh Douglas with us at 5 o'clock. Be here for the fireworks. If you're not here, you should at least listen to it. Joining us now, fireworks as always, is the great Larry Anderson. What's up, L.A.?
L.A.
How you guys doing? How's everybody?
Ah, oh, dude, we're feeling good, brother. We're feeling good.
Nice. I'm still trying to get over my jet lag. I learned that from Jeff Stone. When Jeff Stone got called up from Hawaii to the Phillies, I asked him how he's doing. He said, "Oh man, I still got them jet legs." It's not jet lag. It's jet lag.
Right. Jet lag.
Jet lag. Oh, Jeff Stone, man, I haven't heard that name in forever. Yeah, that's a real throwback. You got any good Pat Combs stories while we're at it? Anything? Bruce Ruffin? Just trying to think of guys from the same era.
About that time.
Yep. Monday's win. Best win of the year for you? It felt like that to me watching that. It was completely unexpected, I thought.
Yeah, I think it was a tremendous game. And I think it had to do wonders, I think, just for the Philly psyche. I think just getting down early and not doing a whole lot, and then all of a sudden back and forth, and you know, every time they the Brewers answered the bell, the Phils answered it right back. So it just was a great game, and it was tremendous.
So I want to try to get into the psyche of not this specific clubhouse. I'm not asking you to talk for them, just in general, in that. So they get swept against the Mets, and we as fans feel miserable, right? They have the win against the Brewers, and we as fans feel great. Now, the message from the team is always, it's a long season, we know it's a long season, so on and so forth. But there must be some sort of up and down feeling when things are going well and things aren't. So I guess what I'm trying to ask is, like, is they're saying they're calm, but when they get swept and look horrible against the Mets, are they really as, hey, long season, we're just looking to the next one, as they say they are? Or is there a little bit of what we feel when we're watching it inside the clubhouse when things are going particularly well or particularly poorly?
I look at it this way. We're all human. We're all, you know, and a lot of times basically very similar. I don't see how they can say the Mets aren't in their head. If the Mets aren't in their head, then why can't you win a game there? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And for me, if they're not in your head, then prove it. But they can't. So right. I think we have to hope that if whenever we play the Mets, that if we do, we have home field advantage. Because I don't see them winning there.
Wow. It's just like that. You don't think we can do it.
Well, why aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point.
They're facing the best we have.
Right.
And we didn't win.
Well, so let's hope we win that division.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of their both trade deadline acquisitions looking great at this point. Durand, obviously, but Harrison Bader not only has been a good player, but the attitude feels like something that they've needed. How much can the attitude of a guy who seems fearless, kind of cocky, that sort of thing, do you think that can help a clubhouse in injecting energy like he appears to have?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, but it's energy like that is great as long as you're doing stuff. I mean, if you're going up there and punching out all the time and you got great energy, it's not going to help the club a whole lot. And so I think it's the energy, but it's also the energy with results. You know, personally for him, doing things, base hits, running the bases, we'll leave out the throw from the outfield, but that energy is great. I think it's tremendous, and I think getting Stubby back. I would imagine a lot of faces in that clubhouse lit up having him back, the energy that he brings. But you have to produce with that energy too to make it worth something. And I think that's what he's doing. I think he's throwing his energy out there, but he's showing these guys like this. Let's have fun. Let's come out and play this game and, you know, show up a little more, show a little more excitement, a little more, you know, getting after it. And, you know, he's a different cat, and I think that's good for the clubhouse.
Well, listen, you tell Stubby was back L.A. because all of a sudden there's club music playing behind Rob Thompson in his post-game interview the other day. So you could tell he's back. So I think the bullpen feels like it's in a pretty good spot, but the one now seemingly big issue is Orion Kerkering. What are you seeing from him?
I don't know. It's hard to say from a mental standpoint because you're not in his head, and I can't gauge that. I've heard a lot of people say the moment's too big for him. Not, you know, on air like you guys, but people I talk to, they think the moment's too big for him. And he's been in the back end of the bullpen for a while. He's pitched some good games back there and has gone on streaks where he's pitching great. And I don't know if it's, you know, coming down to more crunch time or feeling like he has to do more. But it comes down to the command. You have to be able to throw strikes and like he goes through stages where like I look at control as being able to throw a strike, command being able to throw a good strike in the strike zone where you want. He's lost that ability or he loses that ability at times to have that, even the control, just to throw a strike. But I think if he could get in his head, I hesitate saying it because you hear it all the time and you're probably sick of it, but if you can throw a fastball down in the zone every now and then, you're going to have a little more success. Baseball proves that. I mean, you watch any game, you watch guys that can pitch at the knees, they have more success. That's just plain and simple. I look at Stott the other day, who's swinging a bat great, playing great. He went up at the plate and took three pitches, all at the knees, three in a row. He didn't swing once, thinking they're low, and he gets called out on strikes. Like that, there's so many times where I look at games like that and I go, doesn't that register with anybody? Doesn't that register with our pitchers if they watch a game? Don't they see that? Can't anybody recognize that? But I think that's, you have to be able to do that. I think if he would do that more, with his stuff is good. There's no doubt about it. But Duran's stuff is good too. But if you throw it, you know, thigh high to the belt in the middle of the plate, you're going to get hurt. And if you can't throw it in the strike zone, you're definitely going to get hurt if you're walking people. And it's just, I think he's just got to get into himself and just convince himself. Sometimes you go through struggles like this, you go, oh no, man, what have I lost? What am I doing? I don't know what's going on in his head, but I think you get back to where even if you're struggling, you go, you have to lie to yourself sometimes a little bit and go, I can do this. And really understand that you've done it before. He's done it before. So I think he needs to somehow get back into that frame of mind of that he's done it before, that this isn't, it shouldn't be that tough. Don't make it that tough on yourself. I don't I don't see a mechanical thing different with him from any other, you know, from past games. So it's it, more than anything, I think it's a mental thing. Something gets in his head where he's, you know, the three things you can think about that I talk about, that I used to talk about when I was coaching, the three things you can think about when you're pitching. I have to, I can't, or I'm going to. And I think he's letting a lot of this, I have to and I can't, into his head instead of I'm going to. You know, I can't hang this pitch. You're going to hang it. Go ahead.
It seems like with Kirkering, when things go bad, he starts to unravel. It's funny to watch him versus Taiwan, right? So he's got way better stuff than Taiwan Walker. But yeah. Taiwan, they could hit a ball 700 feet, and he's the same guy the next pitch. He seems completely unaffected by it. Whereas Kirkering, if things start to go wrong, he doesn't get a call that he thinks is a strike, then you can almost see it in his face. Maybe I'm projecting, but it feels like when things are going well, he is fine. But when things get tight, he starts to unravel a little bit. And that, you know, you're nervous about that because he's going to be in there in big spots in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And it does seem like a mental thing when he's up there.
I think it's so important to, and I think you see that when the leadoff man gets on base. I think that's where I see it maybe a little bit if it's there, that, and it's so easy. The leadoff guy gets on, whether you walk him, a base hit, whatever, the wheels start turning, oh no, here we go again. And if you, once you get that going in your head, you're done. It's just, I mean, you can't let that come into play. I mean, you have to fight it, and if you have to disengage and get your head straight, disengage and get your head straight. Get your thought process back to what you're going to do with that baseball and not what you can't do or what you have to do. So, and I think, I mean, I do think it's a very simple fix, but you have to recognize it, and before you can try to fix it, you have to recognize that there's something going on there wrong.
I'm sorry.
We got
turn down
going.
The speakers, guys.
Got things going on.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Right.
I can see
Thank
that
you.
For sure.
Yeah.
LA, this is going to be a question that we're going to be debating until, you know, the game actually happens. But as of right now, who would be your game two starter behind Chris Sanchez?
As much as I think I'd love to see the left-hander split up, Suarez and Sanchez and Suarez.
Ike wants you to say Nola. Ike wants you to say Nola. We're not putting Nola.
Yes.
Come on.
Come on, LA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For me, that's their decision. They make the money. I would, right now, just from a success standpoint, I would say Sanchez Suarez.
There it is. Sorry, Ike.
Good answer.
I think because you want to, and I think they want to separate the lefties, Suarez and Sanchez. I think they'll go with Nola. in the second.
There we go.
Wow. Final question, LA. Yeah. We didn't ask you this last time, but now that it's happened twice, I have to ask you what you think of Bryce Harper wearing the opponent's colors.
No. We were doing so well.
Well, look, we all love the Attaboy Harper shoes and gloves and yellow.
LA, did you get your rivalry pack for the next series?
When you said it's happened a couple of times, I thought you were going to ask me about, do you think they're going to work on rundown?
God forbid, right? But,
by the way, happens the exact same time he wears the rivalry pack. We screw up the rundown. So, yeah, it's bad luck. I think we can all say it's bad luck.
It's a different look, but that's Bryce.
He is the showman.
He has a reason, so I'm going to leave that with him.
All right. Sounds good. All right, L.A. Well, hoping for another win tonight. Let's win that series, get out of there, and then deal with the Marlins and the Mets next week. Appreciate you as always, L.A.
You got it. Can I say go Phils and go Eagles, too?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Go Birds.
You can give a go Birds. Yeah.
All right. Go Birds.
There it is. All right. There he is. Larry Anderson. Man, I give L.A. a lot of credit.
Yeah,
because LA doesn't like the rivalry pack, but he was smart.
He stayed away from it.
He's learned a lot. That Larry Anderson.
By the way, it's Lizardo game two. If they're at home and Ranger on the road,
I think Ranger handles the road better than Lizardo probably does. Ranger's got guts. I trust Ranger with a big start in the playoffs, even if he doesn't have the stuff.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, the Mets series is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
Walker Buehler starting game four, Ike, too. We're getting Knowles out of there.
Out of there completely, huh?
No, I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Either Walker Buehler come in the third inning when Knowles has let up five runs and three home runs in the first two. 215-592-9494. Jordan in Princeton, you're on WIP. What's up, Jordan?
Good afternoon on an Eagles Eve, gentlemen. It is feeling fantastic today, isn't it?
Yep.
You're always feeling fantastic, Jordan.
I like feeling good. It's much better than feeling bad. I highly recommend it.
Absolutely. What do you got, Jordan?
So today,
can't do it anymore. Can't do it anymore. It's not on you, Jordan. It's on us. The delay.
Fix that, though? Yeah. What do we do about that?
Well, we could.
Never mind.
What can we do? What can we do, Spike?
Well,
Rod standing over there.
It's like every show we do. Can't talk to the callers.
Imagine how bad Creed's going to sound.
I don't care. It'll sound good in here.
Wait, T.O. going to sing Creed, by the way?
That's the goal?
Well, he's going to be here.
That's what I mean. You're still going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. If T.O. knows the words, he can sing
along,
obviously.
Is there any guest you wouldn't do Creed for?
No.
If we had Jalen on,
like,
maybe.
Nope.
Not do it too.
Yep.
Oh, Jalen through Creed would be amazing.
Would be incredible. The look on his face, the look on T.O.'s face will be great as well. I also think we're going to have a festive atmosphere during Creed and during T.O. as well.
Do you think he's expecting you guys to sing higher, though, if you're doing a Creed song?
No, we're not doing that today. All right. New question.
I'm just saying, how many fires can you start over here?
Yeah.
T.O.'s probably like, oh, you mean higher, right? Yeah.
Elliot, you brought up Kevin Petullo. I will start with you. What do you think the chances are that Kevin Petullo is not the offensive coordinator first game of next season?
What?
40%?
30%? Really? 40%?
I mean, Brian Johnson.
40% because he gets a head coaching job or because it doesn't go well?
There is some combo in there. I think Kevin Petullo is a good coach, but promoting from within has not worked for this team. So Brian Johnson lost a job after 1 year. Mike Groh might have been here for 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, but he was short-lived overall. I think Petullo would be a good head coach. I just think him and Sirianni are too repetitive together. Like, they've been together for all these years. Nick has said Petullo has helped in every decision he's made since he's been here. So,
and that's why he's not going anywhere.
And I'm not sure why I'm supposed to believe it'll be any different. And maybe they'll be good enough that it won't matter, but my worry is, on a year where you're going to need to spice things up a little bit, can they do it?
My question would be, Ike,
they can do it if the X's and O's don't move by themselves. It's the Jimmies and the Joes that make the X's
and
O's look good.
That's what a real football guy
is. I mean, it's the players executing that's going to help the situation out. It would have to be awfully bad for Nick Sirianni to fire his good friend after 1 year.
So that is a good point.
It had to be pretty bad for that to happen. I don't see that happening.
That is a good point where I think Kevin Petullo being fired would be a really, really tough pill for Nick Sirianni to swallow. So I agree that
when you know he stood on the table for him.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I bet there was some conversation between...
About bringing somebody in.
Yeah, with Sirianni and Howie and Jeff, and they said, look, you've earned this, but this is your choice. Like, you will be judged on some way, on some level, ultimately, by you making this decision, because it wasn't in his hands the way before. And that leads me to question two on the Petullo thing. So I know that Nick was involved in some way in offense last year. He's involved in everything.
Yep.
But I would also say that them going outside the organization, hiring, hiring Kellen Moore, I think he was probably less apt to go in and saying, I think we should do this, than he might have been if he knew the guy. So I guess my bigger question is we know that we think Nick Sirianni's not great at play calling. That's not what he does. Mm-hmm. But if the offense isn't going well, does he feel more empowered this year to go in there and tinker on his own because of the relationship that he has with Petullo as opposed to the relationship he may have had with Kellen Moore?
Yeah.
And do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it is. I honestly believe he helped Kellen Moore last year. Kellen Moore has never been known as an offensive coordinator that is a running offensive coordinator. When he was in Dallas, he helped Dak Prescott become one of the better passing quarterbacks in the league. So them adjusting and going to the run game last year, as last I remember, when they did it in 2021, Nick Sirianni was here. Right? I know he's a wide receiver coach, but Shane Steichen isn't here anymore. So the idea of the running game and leaning on the running game, they did that in 2021, right? Where they were just a running football team. I'm only saying this to say that Nick Sirianni, I think, if he feels the need to put his imprint on the offense or have more input, I think he'll do that. I think he'll entrust Kevin Petullo to do his thing. He's going to be a part of the meetings. He's going to be a part of the game planning. But the flow of the game and those type of things, I think he's going to lead to Kevin Petullo and Jalen Hurts, right? And here's the other thing. If things aren't going well, what do you think he's going to do? Just let the thing crash? Of course he's going to.
Well, we saw it last year.
They're going to have to do something.
Yeah. I think Nick has always been more involved in the offense.
And I think he was a big reason why the offense changed to what it changed to last year.
100%.
Well, because the offensive linemen went to Nick. They didn't go to Kellen.
Well, and also,
by the way that the story is told.
And Nick and Jalen talked a lot during the bye week about the offense, right? So I think Nick was involved a lot with that. I also think that play calling is an important role for sure. But Nick and Jalen probably have way more influence over this offense than whoever the offensive coordinator is. Nick sets, like, the tone of what the offense is. They watch the film together throughout the week, deciding what the plays should be, what they like on third down, what they like on red zone. Jalen calls, I would guess, almost half the plays that are run on the field anyway. Mm-hmm. So I do think, Nick, when you say, you know, he was involved to a certain degree last year, I'm not, like, pushing back on you. I'm just saying I think he is more involved than maybe the premise.
Than we realize.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. And these guys are of like mind. When we sat down with Coach Sirianni a couple weeks ago, he talked about that when I asked him about that. And I asked him, why does he trust Kevin Petullo? They're like, he's like his right-hand man.
Well, not to mention, Jeffrey and Howie would not have hired Sirianni 2.0 as offense coordinator if they didn't believe in Sirianni as an offensive guy. Like, they were behind the scenes last year. They saw how the offense – and Kevin Petullo was important because he brought new ideas. He added certain things. But in terms of the overall offense, I still think Nick had way more to do with it than Kellen Moore did.
Overall?
I think
Kellen Moore was just calling plays.
I don't know if that was the plan going in.
I don't think that was Kellen Moore. Watch this offense in New Orleans and see if it looks like last year.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you on that. 215-592-9494.
Now, they don't have the players that we have here.
Right. They don't got the Jimmys and the Joes.
Coming up next, I've got some over-unders for Elliott and Ike for the Eagles this year.
Okay.
We have some normal stat ones, but then some fun ones that I threw in there as well.
Not you,
so
Jack.
Jack as well. But yeah. Jack's going to take the under on all the passing ones. And if he takes the over, he's just going to go, daw, afterwards.
I just hope they hit Kadonna.
And he's watching the Tigers-Mets game. So, I mean, like, what are you?
Hells is about to blow it again.
There we go.
And Jalen Lowlights.
All right. We're at Rally in Royersford at McGurk's. Presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.